A third week of widespread protests and violence across Colombia has left at least 42 people dead, thousands injured, and hundreds believed to be missing. The demonstrations began over an unpopular pandemic-related tax overhaul and have escalated over charges of excessive force used by police against the protesters. NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano spoke with Sandra Borda Guzman, associate professor at Los Andes University in Bogota, about the ongoing conflict.
The protests began at the end of April due to outrage over the now canceled tax plan. Why did that tax plan cause so much unrest?
Right after the pandemic and the confinement that the government used in order to, you know, face this danger, you know, the economy suffered quite a bit. The tax reform was sort of an excuse that people used to go to the street and basically to let the government know that they needed more social policies.
Who is leading the protests? And overall, what are their demands?
There's a strike committee, and it is composed by labor union leaders, student organization leaders, members of the indigenous communities, the teacher union, and they are the ones in charge of negotiating with the government. However, it's getting more and more difficult to come to an agreement because the government is very weak. So I think that conversations are going to take a long while.
A local advocacy group in Colombia says that 40 protesters have allegedly been killed by national police.
Yeah, this is probably the most important problem right now. This is even more acute in difficult neighborhoods in main cities, Cali, Bogota, where young people already had a very contentious relationship with police. And then on top of this whole thing, we have a lot of disappearances. There's more than 100 people, more than 100 young people that we don't know where they are, that they were basically retained by the police, illegally retained, and they give no information where these people are now.
And obviously, these protests are happening at a time during the COVID-19 pandemic, and the authorities in several of Colombia's largest cities are warning that there might be another spike in infections. Can Colombia handle another spike?
We haven't even been able to handle the first and the second spike, but that's an argument that you cannot basically use because people right now in the streets are so desperate about the economic situation that they say they have nothing to lose. We are all aware that this is going to be a problem, especially taking into account that the government hasn't been able to negotiate a substantial amount of vaccines for people here in Colombia. And that's going to make the situation way more difficult than what we're seeing right now.
What is the U.S.'s role in this crisis?
Fortunately, we have the Biden administration paying a lot of attention to human rights problems. The House of Representatives is paying attention to what's happening in Colombia because we have a lot of cooperation, security cooperation. If the public force in Colombia commits violations to human rights, they have a way to punish them for doing that, just cutting this security aid. And also, I think that the State Department is paying close attention to what's happening in terms of human rights.
We've heard reports that some roads have been blocked into Cali, one of the largest cities in Colombia.
It's getting difficult to move from one place to the other, and this has affected the supply of gasoline, food, and necessary services. However, the indigenous community, the ones who are leading the demonstration in Cali, have implemented humanitarian corridors that you can use to get basic supplies through without stopping the strike.
Sandra Borda Guzman, associate professor at the University of the Andes and columnist at El Tiempo News, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Yvette. Have a good night.